Hey, I went and saw Blade Runner last night, and I didn't. I saw the new Blade Runner. I never saw old Blade Runner, so I don't know how I would have liked it if I saw old Blade. I liked it because it was just like cool looking, and it was and Ryan Gosling's wearing a really cool coat. And but it's supposed to be 2048, and there's a lot of construction that needs to happen in order for that. Well, I guess it's a totally alternative timeline, because a bunch of stuff they're talking about must be taking place now, and you just got to forget that. But if you didn't see old Blade Runner, go ahead. And I did a show at Caroline's, which is fun. It's a great club, but there's a group of people from their job that were there, and if there's anything I hate, it's a group. Anytime you have more than three people together, nightmare. Anywhere, I don't care where you are. Once you get more than three, they think they own the fucking joint. If it's a comedy club, if it's a pizza place, doctor's waiting room, I've seen it happen all those places. They just cut and they think it's all about them, and these people were fucking. They weren't all dicks. There was like a group of like, I don't know, it's like 10 people, and like three of them were just dicks. They were just drunk, and like they thought they were fun. They weren't fun. And I felt bad for the rest of them because none of those people probably wanted to be there. Who wants to go to the fucking company, the work night out at the comedy club? Oh my God, I can't imagine a worse fucking thing to do than have to go. Because the show starts at like. This show started early, started at 7:30, right? Starts at 7:30. So now you get out of work at 6. What, you gotta go to fucking drinks with these fucking people, right? So now they drink, you gotta go to a bar and talk to them, and then go to the comedy club. At least you don't gotta talk at the comedy club, but it's just terrible. But tonight I'm at Caroline's with Jeff Garland. It's gonna be fucking dope. Come out to that shit. It'll be all those things. It'll be everything. It'll be lit. I don't really say lit. I like it. I'm not opposed to lit. I don't really say it. Fire. I'll say something's fire. Maybe I'll start. You know, I gotta mix it up. You gotta work in. It's always hard to work in a new word, 'cause the first time you say it. I feel like everybody knows I'm trying. I'm trying this one out. I'm gonna start trying to work in fire. And oh, that's fire. And be like, the first time he's ever said that. Just doesn't seem natural. All right, let's look at the news. New Mexico will restore evolution to science standards. Well, isn't that nice of New Mexico to do, I guess. I don't care what you teach in science class in New Mexico. Do your thing. Tell them it was Jesus. Don't gotta talk about evolution. What are you? How many evolution scientists come out of New Mexico? Just teach them how to make meth. Right, that's what I learned from Breaking Bad. You're all just meth heads, New Mexicans. Judge shocked to learn NYPD's evidence database has no backup. Ooh. This is like a plot out of a movie. All you got to do is unplug their computer, and then all these cases. This is what everybody's talking about: backup, backup, backup. Right? Oh, did you back up? Did you back up? Nobody backs up. I say, we get rid of backups altogether. There is no backups of anything, right? And then if you lose something, that shit's lost, man. Just like in life, there is no backup. Lose it, it's lost. You get one. And then see what happens. I know it won't work, but it's just a thought. Because people, there'll be somebody backing up when other people aren't, and then they'll have all the info. All right, it's a dumb idea. I'm not saying all my they're all winners, but I'm things occur to me and I say them, and that's what else is there on this podcast? So, NYPD, go to fucking Staples, buy an external hard drive, back your shit up. How hard can it be? It's a database. Database? I really can't settle on a data. I think it's data. It's not like one, if somebody says one or the other, it's not like it sticks out to me as wrong. You know? It's not like other things that get pronounced two different ways. Tom Jones claims, I guess that's the singer Tom Jones. Tom Jones claims he was pressured by a sex pest, as he says abusers target men too. Oh, I'm sure Tom Jones has had a rough go of it. With sex pests. I suggest he go post a Me Too and see what kind of comments he gets. Let's see if people are empathetic to Tom Jones's plight. If he tweets a nice hashtag Me Too. Parole denied for man whose 13th DUI resulted in the death of motorist. Well, that's terrible. I don't know what to say about that. You know, I used to drive drunk, and that's why I stopped drinking. But I didn't. Luckily, I didn't kill anybody. So I. I don't know what to say about that. I haven't driven drunk in a long time. I wouldn't drive under influence anything anymore. I shouldn't have done it then. That's all. That's my message to the kids. Don't drive drunk. It's a terrible thing. I ruined a car and a telephone pole that way. Oklahoma school adopts policy requiring students to stand during national anthem. Well, Oklahoma, you're first in something. I guess maybe they're probably not even first in that. There's probably somebody else that's got that. Whatevs. You really want Trump to come over there and suck your Oklahoma dick that bad that you have, oh, we're going to make a policy. Who gives a shit? Is it really that fucking... It's like... And then what? Now you have a policy. I remember I was in school. They had a policy against me doing drugs in the bathroom, and it didn't change. I wouldn't even call that analogy. Just because someone breaks rules doesn't mean there shouldn't be rules. But so now you have a policy. Big deal. But I'm sure the Oklahoma school board, when they did that, really felt like they were doing something. And they didn't. I'm just saying it doesn't help the learning environment if you force nationalism, patriotism, whatever it is, you think you're forcing upon the students. You know what I mean? They're going to stand up anyway. With somebody, one kid doesn't stand up, it's a fucking thing. They're all going to stand up. And then when somebody doesn't, you ignore it. And nobody gives a shit. And you move on with your fucking life. And then you worry about trying to teach these kids something so they get to move the fuck out of Oklahoma. That should be your biggest priority as a teacher in Oklahoma. Get this kid out of Oklahoma. Well, I think that's good. I think we're done. Sorry, Oklahoma. Maybe it's a beautiful place to live. Looks boring as fuck. I drove through it once. But maybe it's a great place to live. I don't know. See you tomorrow. We love you.